So today is Daf Ayin Aleph. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, the Zecha Nishmas Benucha Freda Bas Yitzchak. Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're on the Mishnah on top of Ayin Aleph. Okay, so the Mishnah is going to continue. It's basically continue. Well, most of the Shalom say it's a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which we're going to, it's going to be list additional items that when one sells his field, these items are not sold along with it. Even if he says he v'chol masha b'socha, okay. So, number one, the lowest habor. So the bor, the pit, the cistern in the field is not sold. The lowest agat, and not the wine press, that's also not sold. The lowest shovach, and not the the dove coat or the bird's nest. These things, I guess, are considered too chashuv on their own right, so they're not part of the field. And Mishnah says also, Bein Charevin, Bein Yeshuvin. Whether or not these things are in use or not in use at the moment, it doesn't matter. I guess you may have had a Havamina left there, if the boar wasn't filled with water, or there are no birds in the nest, or there's no wine in the press, then maybe they're insignificant at that moment, and therefore they'll be batal to the karka. Mishnah saying, that's telling us no. Mishnah then continues, Utsarech Likach Lo Derech Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So what happens is, let's just use the pit, if I sell you my field, everything included, but so the boar is not included, I then would have to purchase from you, the seller would have to repurchase from the right of way. Because the Rabbi Kiva, because we've said many times, Rabbi Kiva holds that mocher ba'ayin yofa, which means you sell good, as much as possible. I do not have to purchase a right of way, because chum hold mocher ba'ayin ra'ah. And therefore, when they made the sale, it's understood that I left out a way to get to my items that are not sold. Umode Rabbi Akiva, who says mocher ba'ayin yofa, would agree bizman she'amarlo, if he said, if the mocher says to the kone, chutz me'elu, except for, he says, I'm selling you the entire field, except for the boar, except for the gat, except for the shovach, because then ain't tzarich likach lodero. Then he does not have to purchase an right away. Because why is he specifically carving these things out of the transaction? They're already carved out of the transaction. In order for his words to have meaning, it has to mean something more than that would be. He's considering selling these items only if he maintains a right of passage to them. Right? Rashbam says. Is there the Rashbam on there? Okay. Next. Machron la'acher. So what happens in the opposite case? Where instead of I sell the field and maintain the boar, I'm selling only the boar and I'm maintaining the field. So now does the purchaser have a right of way to get to the boar? So then the shitos flip. Because if I'm mocher ba'ayin yofes or rekiva omer, enot tzarech likach l'derech. The purchaser does not have to buy a right of passage, because when I sold it to him, I sold the ba'ayin yofa, which ayin yofa would include the passage for the purchaser to get there. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, tzarech likach lo derech. No, I'm mocher ba'ayin ra, fly there, or hire a lawyer to make sure that you got the right of way, but if you don't, then you would have to purchase a right of way as well to get to the item, to get to the area that you bought. So, b'med demarim amurim. One of these things said, Rashbam says, b'med demarim amurim, kol hani lo machra demas nisin. All these items that are not sold, that our Mishnah mentions that you're not sold when you sell the field, I think it goes back to the other Mishnahs. When do we say that these things are items are not sold, or are not transferred, I should say better? B'med demarim amurim, that's b'mocher. That's only by a sale. Because if I sell, even though I'm mocher b'ayin yafa, nevertheless, these items are not included in the sale because they have their own independent value. Aval the nosin matana, but if I'm giving my field as a gift, then nosin eskula. Then I give it all, including the boar, including the gat, that's all included. Because the ayin yafa of matana, we've seen it before, the ayin yafa of matana is an even greater ayin yafa than the ayin yafa of mechira. So you look at the Rashbam, v'med dvar mamurim, kol hanid l'mocher mesnisin, that's b'mocher. Even according to one who says mocher ayin yofa yofa hani mili demash mefarsh mechiraso mocher hakol the loiki latz maklum. Mocher ayin yofa means only that which I'm being sold. I sell completely. I include everything that's possible. He goes mocher bayis vahasada shlo ikaf lo derech leilech leboro v'ledoso v'gikoso. And if I sell the house, I never kept. You give them a right of way. Aval limkor yosir mashapirish legabe. But that to sell more. But by nosim, to skip it. But by nosim matana, nosim is kula. Kol hani to amr lo mochar. Even the things that the Mishnah said are not to be sold, they are given over as a matana. Even the items that we said are not included when you say kol mashe besocha, kigon charuv hamorka v'shodan hashikma v'bor v'gat v'shovach, all those things are included by a matana. Continue over there. That's the deal with your makish. You makish everything, and so too here. The taima, what's the reason? Mishum the nosin ba'ayin yafa, the nosin. When you give a nosin, you nosin give ayin yafa, yoser midai. Because when you give matana, you give it all in. Yoser midai, v'afilu ma'ik lo ha'vichal soda, ho'a v'kavu b'toch soda. Even if it's not considered defined part of the soda, if it's in the field, you're giving it. Umiyu im yish mos b'soda. However, if there's like some coin, there's some money in the field, otvua telusha, or cut grain, she'ena tzricha lekarka, which no longer needs the karka, ol kol dover shlo hutzrach, l'tana, demas nisan lahaskir, v'lomar lo mocha, or all these other things like it, the tana does not have to mention, they're not sold, the milsa de pshita hu de'ena b'chal sadeklal. That's clear that that's not part of the field, right? Ha'hi vade lo kana lo mekabel matana. That's not part of the matana. It's only things that are attached to the ground or used by the ground, or something that needs the ground, but something that's segmented. If I keep I store some cash underground, that's not included in the gift. Okay. Next case, Achin Shechalku. So you have two brothers who are taking the Yerusha from their father. One takes one field, one takes the other field. So when they do that, Zachu Besada, Zachu Bekula. When each of them takes the field that comes into his portion, they're Zachu Bekula. That includes even the boar that got to Shovach. Because once they're splitting it, and this one's getting one field, and this one's taking the other field, Minastam, their Kavana would be that the other one is completely divesting himself for any part of the other field, and they don't have any. There's no dasim to leave over any rights to it, right? So zachu bekulo, Rashbam says, afilu bor v'gat v'shovach shebesod hakana. Even if you say that the splitting is considered a mechira, we don't have this mocher ba'ayin yafa, and therefore you're keeping a right to get to the other items. When you split the field, the idea is to divest kuli, right? Rashbam completely. Rashbam says shekevet zenotol sod echas v'zenotol achas kenegdo. They both had the idea to divest themselves completely from the other one's field. But let's say you have, if one is on the inside and one is on the outside, so they get a path to go into from the outside to inside. Some could say you hold like Rav, and the ador b'sadashali ki hechid dar b'avasai. You could say you hold like Rav, and say that we're completely divesting ourselves, but I still get to use this inner field, just like my father used the inner field to get there. So therefore, I would have a path. Okay, so now hamasik b'nixay ager. We've seen this also many times. If you want to make a chazaka nixay ager, the ager has no children, he has no wife, he has no nothing. He was the only person in Klal Yisrael who has no yorshim, right? So hichzik b'sade, hichzik b'kulo. All you have to do is make a chazaka in part of the field, and then you get the entire field on the first come first serve basis. Hamakdish es hasade. If I'm makdish the field, so then hikdish es kulo. Then everything in the field is included, even the boar, the gat, the shovach. Because again, makdish ba'ayin yafu hu makdish, just like a nosei matana. So you get makdish the field, you're giving everything. Right, Rashbam says, hikdish es kulon, de ba'ayin yafu makdish kimo nosein. But Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, hamakdish es hasade, if you're makdish the field, lo hikdish, el es hacharuv hamorkav es hasadon hashikma. What does that mean? Look at Rashbam. Everything that we said the mocher doesn't include in the sale, the makdish does not include in his hektish, except for the char of hamorkov and the sadal shikma. Rashbam points out the afagad the mechiras hasad in ruchurim hakol muktashim. All those items are included. The gemaras have to explain why. Rashim would say that the boar and the gad are not included in the hektish, but the char of and the char of and the shikma are included, even though in a mechira they're not included. What's the difference between those items? And why in a mechira none of them are included, but in the hektesh some are, some aren't. What's the difference?
Everyone holds it's buying up, right?
Yes, correct.
No, except the
chafon. No, matana. We said they do.
Matana,
they do. That's by medrash b'mocher, but by matana they do. Okay. So the Gemara now asks, okay, so maishna mecher, maishna matana. What's the difference between a mechir and a matana? Why is it that by a mecher, even if you hold mocher by a yafeh, why is it by a mecher, all these items are excluded, and by a matana, all these items are included? Even if you hold mocher by a yafeh, so I guess the question is more in Rabbi Akiva, but if you hold by a yafeh, well, no, according to everybody, these things aren't sold. Why are they not sold, but they are given over as a gift? So, Perish Yehuda bar ben Nikosa lifnei Rebbe. So, this Yehuda bar Nikosa says for Rebbe, Zeh, by the Matana, he's Perish. He explicates, and therefore the Makabah gets everything. Vizeh lo Perish. But the Mocher does not explicate, and therefore doesn't get everything. Of course, what are you talking about? Ha Zeh Perish for lo Perish? Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Matana, he's explicit in what he gets, and the sale, he's not explicit. Both cases, Zeh lo Perish, Zeh lo Perish. Both cases are not explicit. It's just Stam. Mocher Stam, Matana Stam. You didn't answer the question. You gave him a Kipto that could explain a difference, but that's not the difference in our Mishnah. So Ella, so what's the Chiluk between Mecher and Matana? Zeh, regarding the Nosei Matana, Hayelo Lefarish. Vizeh, Lo Hayelo Lefarish. So Rashbam says, Hi, Harei Zeh Lo Pirish, Lo Pirish. Zeh Hayelo Lefarish. Nosei Matana, in the Rashbam, it's like three lines, or four lines where the Gemara in the Rashbam begins. Nosei Matana, when you give a gift, Kaven deruga litain ba'ayin yafe. Since you typically give ba'ayin yafe, im isa the high lava ayin yafe yahiv hayelo lefarish l'shayer bor gash v'shov v'chalantem esnisin. Everyone knows that you give a matana, you give it fully. So if you want to leave things out, you should have been specific and left those things out. Umidlo shayer ifsin. If you didn't leave them out, you lost, meaning you gave them all away. Aval mocher zuze ansu. But when it comes to a mocher, this Gemara says a lot. I wouldn't. If I didn't need the money, I wouldn't sell. So I'm sort of the onus, so I have to sell. Velo machar el mashapiri. So therefore, he's only going to sell what he specifies. I'm selling the field. The field does not include the boar and the god, because those aren't fields. They're too significant to be part of the field. Vafilu im yesh shirugil limkor ba'ayin yafa mistama ein lo markein. I don't know what that means. Even if you say that mochar ayin yafa, nevertheless mistama, I don't know. You can't say ein lo markein that he sells everything. The yad lokeach al tachtona, the lo hayelo lefarish. Since he's only selling it because he needs the money, so we're going to limit it to only what he states. And what he states is the field, and the field doesn't include these items. Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a different shot, just leave it to Rashbam. So that's the difference between mocher and matana. The matana is given with a full heart, so that ayin yafa is even more expensive. The mocher, which is only given because you need the money, so his ayin yafa is going to be limited only to the items that you specifically explicate in what you're selling. Okay. So it's interesting chidush harim. So chidush harim gives a drash. So in the Gemaras throughout and Shas, the two things are called a matana. Oftentimes, Shabbos is called a matana, and Torah is called a matana. Right? Shabbos says matana achas kenuza v'yishlu biyodim. I'll give it to you. He says yismach Moshe b'matnas chalko. Shabbos is a matana. So what does that mean? It's a matana. Hashem Baruch Hu gave us the matana. So you give a matana, you give a matana by ayin yafeh, which means if you gave the matana of Torah, you gave the matana of Shabbos, it was given with ayin yafeh, which means Hashem Baruch Hu gave you the ability to access it. You have the ability to access Torah, you have the ability to access Shabbos. All you have to do is learn, and you can find a way, because when he gave it to you, he gave you Ayin Yafeh. Ayin Yafeh includes the path to get to the Bor. Ayin Yafeh includes the path to reach Shabbos, the path to reach the Torah. It's all given by Ayin Yafeh. Okay. Hahu, the Amr Luhu. So, you have a guy, to show and point out, this must be talking about a Shchiv Mirah, because there's no Kenyan here. So, the case must be a Shchiv Mirah, Divrei Shchiv Mirah, Kamsurim, and Tsunim Dami. So, Hahu, the Amr Luhu, Havu Le Leplanya, Besa de Machsik Meya Gulfi. Give to so-and-so, I command you to give to so-and-so, my house that can hold, right, my house that's big enough that can hold 100 barrels. Yes, it can hold 10 barrels by 10 barrels, 10 rows of 10 barrels. And then they went, okay, so they went to go do what he wanted to do. Ishtachach, they found in his nechassim a house to have a machzik meya ve'esrin, that can hold 110 barrels. And I guess I got six rows of 10. So they didn't know whether or not they can give to this recipient the house, because he said give him the house that has 100, and it turns out the house has 110. So Amar Marzutra, that the Makavel doesn't get it. Amar Marzutra, Meya Amarle. So the Machlok, that means Meya Amarle. Some say Meya Amarle means he gets nothing. The guy gets nothing because he's. He gets nothing. Because he's giving him the room, he's not giving the barrels. He's giving him a room that can hold He said, I'm giving you a room that can hold 100 barrels. There is no room that can hold 100 barrels. There's a room that can hold 110 barrels. So Marzutra says, he said 100, and this doesn't have 100. This has 110. No, because he's specific. Marzutra says, no, I said, I'm giving you 100. You didn't find the right house. You didn't find the right house. Or, you know, the guy's sick. He didn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't have that. On my deathbed, I say to somebody, give him $1 million. I don't have $1 million. Maybe I'm pulling his leg. Who knows? That's Marzutra's side. Right, so Marzutra says Meir Amarle. So some say Rashbam says, and he says Meir, meaning he only gets the value of the 100. Meaning he only gets, I guess you have to sell the house and give him the value of 5/6 of the, because it was 110, which it was 6 rolls, and give him the value of 5 rolls. So that would sort of solve Mr. Freud's issue. And he does get something, he doesn't get the entire 110, he gets the value of 100. But Meir Amarle, Meir Vesrin Lo Amarle. Rav Ashi Amar, Milo Tnan, didn't we not learn in our Mishnah? That's only by mocher. When you give maton, you give everything. So he said 100, maybe maton. He wanted to give everything. Whatever, give the whole thing, right? So hachinami mandiyoy maton be'ayin yofiyoy. So he vada his kavana was giving everything, even more. He said 100, maybe he meant 110, but he gives him the whole thing. I don't know. The problem is maybe there's another field, right? Rashbam says. Right. Because maybe he thought he had another field. Rashbam says, where is it? He says, like you said, there is no other house of 100. So Meiv Esrim Lo Amrle Veito. So the Rambam says, Bevayis Hei Chalakim. You should get 5/6. The Chelik Vav Dahanu Cheskavios Yavsi. But you only get 5/6 of the value, not full value. But the other Rishonim say he gets nothing. That he would get nothing. But again, but then Rav Ashi says, no, it's my Ayin Yafi Yahayev Kolabayis Kulo. I have a Heidek Amr Masak Meya Glufi, Savra Haya, Shlohaya Masak Yoser. That's what he thought it could hold. Well, Shem Chashivas Amr Kane, the Matanaka Dolu Kazos Nosalo. He wanted to give him a big Chashiv. So he said 110. He wanted to show him how much he's giving him. He was giving such a big present, but he wasn't redacted to know for sure exactly how much was in there.
Using your analogy, the guy said, I'll give you $1 million. He only has $960,000.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
I got the impression over here that a room of 120, you give him the space of 110. Don't give him the whole.
Well, that's the first. That's the way the rush. That's the way the Rashbam explains Mazurcha.
Oh.
That's the way Rashbam explains Mazurcha. Okay. Hamakdish es hasadeh. So right, we said if you're makdish the field, you're hikdish kula. You hikdish the whole thing, except for Shimon said that you're makdish the field, you're not makdish all the things that I mentioned, because it's like a sale, except for the charv hamorkov and the southern hashikma. Those are included. No, he does. He does, but again, this is a makdish. The question is whether the hikdish is like a mechira, or the hikdish is like a matana. But Shimon seems to be saying that hikdish is like a mechira, therefore you only get the things specific to the field. But not the, but in addition to that, you get these trees. So Amar Rav Huna, Afal Gavda Amar Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan are going to say, I think in 10 days now, the Mishnah on Pei Aleph, Hakon Er Shnei Ilanos, that if I buy two fields, Besot Shach Aveir within your field, two trees, thank you, Hakon Er Shnei Ilanos, Besot Shach Aveir, Hareze Lo Kana Karka, the Karka around the trees, are not included in this in the sale, right? The karka around the trees, between the trees, that's not included in the sale. And again, also not included the ground underneath. Meaning, if the trees fall out, you don't get to put them. You don't get to put them back up. But so even though if I buy two trees, it doesn't include the karka, right? Need your lawyer. You got to make sure you draft a contract to get there, right? Machar karka. But the opposite. If I sold karka, I sold all my property on my field. The shear. Shnei Ilanos Lefanov, but I left over, I want to maintain these two trees, Yesh Lo Karka, then I do get the Karka, I do keep the Karka. if you look at the Rashbam, Harezeh Lo Kana Karka, Beinehem V'chutzlehen, you're not calling it the two trees, not calling it the Karka between them and outside them. V'gam Imesun, if these trees die, Ein Lo Karka Lita Achirim, you don't even have the ground underneath, to replant them b'mekomon, because it's not the cover of the pirkin. V'lo kana ela l'peirosav kolz man shiskayim ha'ilan. You only get the trees for their fruits so long as the trees exist. Now the Gemara is going to say, v'aliba d'rabbanon asya d'amrei b'ayin ra mocher. According to Rabbanon, that makes sense, because they say mocher b'ayin ra. V'aliba d'Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, yesh lo karka lita acherim. He would say that you have the karka to plant b'mekomon im yamusu elu. Okay, the muchach like a mishmaitin, got a much gizimonos. Okay.
What are you learning differently?
Let me walk around a different one. So we'll see in a moment. So he says, I don't know. I don't know. Rashbam says it's for the Peros. I don't know. What does the Peros include? So we said that even though if you sell two trees, you don't get to karka. But if I sell the karka and keep two trees, then I get to karka. But afilu, Rav Huna is going to continue, this is why it's here, the afilu Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva, the Amar, mocher ba'ayin yofa mocher, who says you're mocher ba'ayin yofa, hani mili, so you would think I get a passageway, or get the karka around the trees, hani mili, that's only gabe bor vidus, that's only by the pit. Why? According to there, Rabbi Kiva says that when I sell it, I didn't keep the karka around it, and therefore the mocher, the kona gets it. The loka machshei ba'ara, because the boar and the pit seems to be the boar and the pit don't do anything. They don't take any sustenance from the karka. They don't take anything away from the karka. About lilonos, but when it comes to trees, the kamikashni ba'ara, they recalcule the karka. They destroy the karka because they take root and they draw nutrients from it. Right, the kamikashni ba'ara. Therefore, there's a difference there. There, the mocher is going to keep for himself the karka tachteyan. The karka underneath them, but even if they would die, he doesn't get permission to do it. Why? Im isa de lo shayer, because if it would be that he did not keep the karka for himself, and what's the case over here again? Let's just see where I spot for a second. Right. Hani mili gabi mocher sabayis v'shiyah bor v'dus, unless the shum hezik lokeach, da lo machshi ba'ara. Hilkach lo shayer l'klum min karka sav v'bor v'lo derech. Val ilonos, shimekalklin is a karka, shir min karka ima ha'ilonos, af lechzor v'lito v'komam is gonna be elam, mishim de lo lem li lokeach, akor ilancha, kishayimus v'pachim mikon. So which case is that? This is the first case or the second case? Afilu Rabbi Kiva Gemara Kamali Da Afilu Rabbi Amar Rav Huna Da Yirun Pshita. So Afilu Rabbi Kiva, that Mocher Anyaf is Gabi Mocher Yabayis and you maintain the Bor Vidus. But when you sell the field and you keep the Ilanos, the Kamikashi Ara, the case where I sell the field and I keep the Ara. So if I sell the field, if I sell my house and I keep my boar, I was mocher ba'ayin yafa, and therefore I was mocher even the path. I have to now figure out a way to get to the field that I did, the boar that I left over. But if I sell my karka and I keep the trees, I clearly am keeping the path to the trees and the ground on the trees, because im isa de lo shayer, it would be that I did not maintain the karka for myself. Le malay, the kone, can say to me, akor ilancha shol vazil. You can say, just take out your dry trees and walk away. Now, I guess the idea is that Anan Sadi Rashbam says the Ladas can give us Ilanos LaAtzmo Shekan LaOlam Achlach Sorvali Tarachirim. I guess we have this Anan Sahadi that the only reason why I'm maintaining my trees is to have the right to the trees there. So if they fall away, I get to replant them. Avalokeach Ilanos Ein Lomer Litzor. Right. So he says when I own the land and I sell the land except for the trees, it must be that I want to maintain the trees in perpetuity. So therefore, I get to keep it, and therefore I maintain a right to get there. When I sell the pit, not exactly sure what the difference is. Why the difference? This idea of achish la'ara, because it's achish la'ara, the boar and the doe do not destroy the karka. Therefore, there was never a chash. Right. So there's never a chash that the mocher will tell him to get rid of it. But the trees that are taking sustenance from the ground, so there's a chash that he would tell him to cut it down to get rid of it, and therefore. Clearly, he maintains it because he wants it. You know, otherwise, he wouldn't have maintained the tree. It's a little iffy on why that's the difference. Okay, but that seems to be what Rav Huna is saying. As he asked why it's mentioned here, Rav Huna seems to say that even Rabbi Kiva would agree. Even though Rabbi Kiva says mocher ba'ayin yafa, when it comes to the trees, for whatever reason, when it comes to the trees, when I sell my karka and keep the trees, I'm not mocher ba'ayin yafa, and I maintain the karka underneath. So if the trees shrivel up, I can replant them. I still own the ground. So now the Gemara is going to ask. Gemara asks, wait a second, we'll get to the question in a moment. Rav Shimon Omer, ha-makdish es ha-sadeh, if I'm makdish the field, lo hikdish el ha-charv ha-morkav ha-sadeh ma-shikma. I'm not makdish the boar and the dut, I'm not makdish all those things, but the charv ha-morkav and the sadeh ma-shikma is included. V'tanilah, the Brisa learns, why? Amar Rav Shimon, matam, what's the reason why these trees are included in the hekdesh? Ho'il v'yonkin mistei hekdesh. Because they are yonik, they take sustenance from the field. The field is hektish. These fields are now hektish, and they're taking field. They're taking sustenance, right? Rashbam says the last short line, which is very few of them. He says, "Hol v'yonkim stay hektish. Who hektish es hasadah ba'ayin yafeh? Afilu makam acharav asadon. Even the place around, right? Even the place around those trees. Ukeshayiru la'atzma lo shilu and karka. I left over for myself. If no makish, I didn't leave over any karka. Nibsa gedelim mi karka hektish. These trees are now growing out." From karka hektish, ugedule hektish, hektish didn't know. Anything that grows from hektish is considered hektish. So therefore the trees are included. Alma hamishayer ilanos la'atzmo. So you see from here, if you leave over ilanos, eno mishayer karka, ela ba'ayin yafa mocher umakish kol karka. So even though I'm mishayer the trees, I don't leave over the karka. I'm only taking the trees. And therefore, since I didn't keep over the karka, the trees are now included in the hektish. I kind of lose out the trees because I left because the karka is hektish and the trees are getting its nutrients from hektish.
How are you entirely the trees? You're saying it's still...
No, because we said if I'm mocher a field, it doesn't include those things. So in makish, I'm going to include these things because what happens is even in the mechira when I sold the field, I didn't include the ground underneath it. So in the mechira when I'm makish the karka, it also doesn't include the ground around it. So therefore, those trees are now taking sustenance from hektish karka because it's not mine, and therefore the trees become hektish as well.
Why don't you think the other way around? You've already given out that you've already expressed in the contract that I'm keeping these two fields, these two trees.
Right.
Even though everything else is going to happen, why would I think that I'm going to mess myself up, even if it's given with an iron toe. It doesn't make a difference. If I didn't want the trees, I would have said I want the trees. But I wanted the trees clearly, so that means I clearly want the ground underneath that tree too.
Right, so the Gemara says, "V'isak adaitach shiyuri shayer." If that's your havamina, that you think that when you sell the karka, you do leave over the ground.
Not in any other case. You have to use the case of...
Hektish has to be compared to one thing. It's either compared to mechira, or it's compared to matana. So what the halachas are? You're saying it's a third thing. No one holds that way. But you say, what is it? When you're trying to make the comparison, when you give over the hektish, and you're giving over the trees, and you're giving over the field, what's included in the hektish stam? What's included? Is the Gemara making the default?
That's what's included.
No.
I said, I'm giving everything except for those trees.
No, you don't. The case is makdish asasadeh. So what's included when I say makdish asasadeh? Right? If you explicate it, it's a different thing. You're saying makdish asasadeh. So if I'm mocha the sadev, we say that the trees are not included, but we said they're not included, but I maintain the trees, but I don't maintain the path, the karka to the trees. So if I don't maintain the karka, when I'm makdish it, obviously I'm not being mishayer, because otherwise, the Gemara says, isak adaita shiyu shayer, and if you would think that, like we just said before, if you would think that when I keep the trees for myself, it includes the ground, so ki kayanki, meaning nafshe kayanki, that when the trees are taking nourishment and sustenance, they're taking nourishment and sustenance from my own ground, not from Hektish's ground. So why would Rav Shimon say that the trees are included in Hektish?
Agreed.
Right, so Rashbam says, the Iyamart, if you said, man de mezavin karkel acher, right, so it's the fourth or fifth line of the Rashbam. You got it? The Iyamart, the man de mezavin karkel acher, that when I sell a karkel to others, u'mishayir ilanos la'atzim, when I keep the trees to myself, mishayir kemokein karkel inigas ilanos, I also retain the ground for the sustenance, so then mehu adin lo makdish shalib dar shimon. That should be the same thing to makdish shalib dar shimon. The ha ki hadadin inu, because they're the same thing. He says that you're not, because he compared hektish to mechira, which is why all the boar and everything else was not included in the hektish. Im kain amai kachi chor v'sadon. Why is the trees included? Mishum shen yokim misad the hektish, because they're taking sustenance from the hektish ground. Haki yanki minashay kayanki. But what they're getting sustenance from is from his own, what he left over. Mimashishay la'atzmo, below me karka hektish. The Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Shimon. Oh, so Gemara, I guess, has to retract. So Rabbi Shimon holds, right? So now the Gemara before said that Rav Huna said his din, according to Rav Kiva. Rav Kiva would agree that you maintain, when I sell the field and keep the trees, I keep a path. Even though Mocher Ayin Yafa, he's different by the trees. No, Rav Shimon says that you're not, he argues on Rav Huna. He says, the Amar Kerabi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that Mocher Ayin Yafa Mocher, the Rav Huna, the Amar Kerabanan. Rav Huna holds like Rabbanan. So therefore, we can see it in the Rashbam, but we can say, let's read it in the Rashbam because we have time. Rav Shimon, the Amar Kerabi Akiva. Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, his Rabbi, Rabbo, the Mocher Ayin Yafa Mocher Akol. When you mocher and yafar, you include everything. Velo shayim in her karka klum. You don't leave over from the karka anything. So I was mocher my field, except for my two trees. So everything is sold. All the karka is sold except for the two trees. So I don't have a right to the ground. Right? Whether it was the, I left over the boar for myself, I left over the trees, I don't keep the ground. The lokeach can tell him, Hayom ulumachar kishayovish ilon, if and when the tree dries up, akur ilon shakal vazil. You can go take a tree and go fly a kite, take it and get out of here. Vuhu adin lehektish, so to the hektish. Umi ulagabi mocher bichlal sode devarim sheenu bichlalo, lo shayach lemer ayin yof vayin ro. When things that are not part of the field, like we said, the oven or the things that are really not part of the field, that's not included in mocher ayin yof. First you have to include field. You have to say what's the sode. Then you go into ayin yof and ayin ro. The things that are not part of the field are not considered sold, even ayin yof. Right, the mashlo pirsh lo mocher. Vahashta hadabe gemar remind the amr l'el v'fil Rabbi Kiva. So now the gemar is retracting what's said even according to Rabbi Kiva. So Shimon's going to hold like Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, and therefore when you sell something, you don't, when you sell the field and maintain the trees, you don't keep the karka. So when I maktish the field and I maintain, and when I maktish the field, so even though all these items are not included because it's a mechira, all these items are not included, the trees are included because the trees are taking sustenance from the ground. And since none of the ground belongs to me, the trees are taking root and getting sustenance from the ground, therefore they automatically become hektish. Okay?
Yeah,
I don't know why specifically those trees. Yeah.
Everything is.
Right, I don't know why specifically those trees. I'm learning it all shrubbery, basically. I may be wrong.
Anything that grows.
Yeah, I think so. And now they have this long Rav Huna. But Rav Huna who says that you're shired, Rav Huna who says that when I sell my field and maintain my trees, I maintain the right to get to the trees. And if the tree falls down, I get the right to replant the tree. He holds like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who are mocher ba'ayin ra mocher. And according to those shitas, that's where Rav Huna says that I can keep maintaining the ground. So now Gemara asks Mati's question. Ke Rabbanon pshita. That's pashut. We know that all the time. Rabbanon hold mocher ba'ayin ra. If you mocher ba'ayin ra, you get to keep the ground. Why does Rav Huna have to say, if I sell my field and I specifically maintain my trees, it includes the pathway and includes the rights to the ground. We know that. It's mocher ba'ayin ra. So the Gemara says, because you would have thought that all it gives me is the right to get to the trees. Here, what Rav Huna is adding is not only do I have the right a passage, I also have a right to maintain the trees should, if and when they fall. Right? Rashbam says, Nafkamina, last Rashbam, I skipped a long one, last Rashbam, Hadar Rav Huna, the Asla Shmunin, I'll leave the Arbonne, the Shir Karkla Atzmo, the Enafel Hadar Shatiluhu. If it falls, you can replant it. The Ilav de Rav Huna, because it had not been for Rav Huna, Mati, have Anina, I would have thought, Shayir Ilonus Lefanov, Yesh Lo Karkla, Kol Yimei Kiyum HaIlonus. That if I left over these Ilonus for me, then I get the ground so long that the Ilonus are extant. Aval Hiskino Elo Karkla, once they get old and dry up, I won't have karka, right? Dumya de bor vadus, similar to the bor vadus, the nafal a bor vadus, iyesh shal takno ein lo oderek. Since the bor and the dus fall down, I can't redo it because I guess you can't do it. So I wouldn't have a path to it. Right. So the Gemara says, "Mikar nami havi adin and dasar from lashmenu di nafal hadashat lu." Of the Gemara, have a masik letter that says, "Shum chilus b'nevuna elohai." If you argue, so the Gemara says that originally the Gemara knew that, but the Gemara was trying to think that maybe it was even a bigger chiddush. That's why I thought even maybe the chiddush should be according to Rabbi Kiva, but then we had to prove that it doesn't go according to Rabbi Kiva, and that's the chiddush according to Rav Huna, that even that the Chachamim would say that you maintain the ground when you retain the trees, to maintain the ground even includes should they die, you get the right to replant them.
There's no good, like,
okay.